This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. German filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl has died. She was Hitler's favorite filmmaker, director of Triumph of the Will, the most influential propaganda film of all time. Critic Bob Mandello says that even if you think you haven't seen Riefenstahl's work, you've seen her work.
The music is martial and heroic, creating a mood of triumph as the audience sees Hitler flying in a small plane through billowing clouds. Down below, long columns of Nazi Party members march stiff-legged through the streets of Nuremberg toward the mother of all rallies, the Nuremberg Rally. Captured by filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl, not from three or four or six angles, but from hundreds, overhead shots, over-the-shoulder shots, straight down razor-sharp columns, and diagonally through whole divisions, Triumph of the Will sometimes seems more about geometry than about people, but it is undeniably, irresistibly effective in working up hysteria. The massed power of those youthful, unsmiling stormtroopers, their right arms rising in unison, the rhythmic chants and unblinking reverence for Adolf Hitler, the short, physically unimpressive leader who was being made to look like a god. The year was 1934, and the Triumph of the Will was intended for the German public. But its images were also seen worldwide in newsreel footage, as were the idealized athletes that Riefenstahl shot 2 years later in her two-part Olympiad. She wasn't interested in the winners in the 1936 Olympics. She was interested in bodies silhouetted against the clouds like heroic statues, Aryan statues filmed from the same vantage points she'd used to make Hitler look larger than life. The lessons of her heroic angles were not lost on other filmmakers. Just a few years later, Charlie Chaplin mocked Riefenstahl's images, knowing the audience would laugh when he filmed himself against scudding clouds in his comedy The Great Dictator. Stanley Kubrick masked his Roman troops in Spartacus in Riefenstahl's style, and to much the same effect. Kubrick's Roman army looked irresistible, huge, disciplined, overwhelming. George Lucas used the same technique for his digital Clone Wars soldiers in the Star Wars movies, and Disney's animators went even further in The Lion King, creating a Nuremberg rally in cartoon form for the moment when Simba's nasty uncle Scar is crowned king of the jungle. Armies of bad guys are almost always depicted as neo-Nazis now, because Riefenstahl's images have been so seared into society's consciousness. Rallies of people you don't like, chanting things you don't like, look like Nuremberg to you, because she made that the reference point. Indelible images, strangely seductive and monstrous because of what they came to represent. Leni Riefenstahl wanted to be remembered not as a propagandist, but as an artist, and she was one, arguably the most effective cinematographer in the history of film. But her art had terrible consequences, and she'll be remembered for that as well. I'm Bob Mandello.